Good day, and welcome to today's iPro Organizational Cultural Change Survey Remeasurement Conference Call. This call is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to Ms. Butterfield. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thanks, Matt. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us so early. I hope everyone's got some coffee in front of them to stay awake during the presentation. It's been 10 months since we actually came together to launch the Organizational Culture Change Survey, and I wanted to come together again. The survey process will remain the same. There's been a couple small additions to the survey tool, and I just wanted us to be all on the same page as far as sort of re-reviewing why we're doing this, looking at the timeline, and again reviewing the survey process so that you can share that information with the staff. The call, as Matt mentioned, is being taped, so if you do have some additional staff that could not make today's call, we're going to be taping it and we'll post it. Usually takes about 5 to 6 days to post it to our website. Once it's there, I'll send a message out to all of you letting you know that it's there. But again, a lot of this information is information we reviewed 10 months ago, so it's just sort of a re-review of why we're looking at this. I know that you've all really worked hard on this initiative, and it was a difficult one. The feedback that we've gotten from many of you that it was a sort of a hard concept to wrap your arms around. A few of you took the domain that you chose and incorporated into your acute care hospitalization plan of action. Most of you chose to do a separate plan of action. Either was fine, but the feedback from everyone was it was really kind of a difficult thing to do, to even get started and to actually implement within the agency. But we're at the remeasurement period, so we're going to be seeing over the next few months what exactly your staff's perception is for all the work that you've carried out. The materials for this morning's call, the PowerPoint slides, the hard copy of the remeasurement survey tool, and an evaluation for today's program was forwarded out along with the timeline. It was mailed out to everybody early last week. I did also email it to everybody last night just in case as a reminder that we were having today's call. So if you didn't get it through the mail, you should have it in your email from last evening. What you would have received was a cover letter announcing the call, the PowerPoint slides, the survey tool in hard copy, the revised timeline, and the evaluation. So with all that, we'll get started. Looking at the objectives for today's call, we're going to review the purpose of the initiative, and again, I'm going to look at a brief overview of why we all took this challenge on, explain the process for staff access and completion of the online culture change survey for remeasurement, and we'll discuss a little later. We have the online option open, and also if you don't want to do that with your staff, you can do the hard copy survey tool also. Then we're going to discuss the timeline and the next steps for the Culture Change Initiative. We revised the timeline a little bit from the original one because the remeasurement sort of falls into the holidays. So what we wanted to do was to get you the tool early, as of today, and have that available to you because we know staff take vacations and it's just hectic around the holidays. So we actually gave you a longer time frame to complete the remeasurement survey. So I'm moving on to slide number 3, where we're going to actually talk about the survey itself and the purpose of why we did this. And the initial baseline survey, as you will remember, was to gather agency-specific information and using that to be able to analyze the responses, which guided you to selection of one or more areas of culture change. And with those areas, you built a plan of action around that, targeting an improved organizational culture. The purpose of the remeasurement survey is to analyze, again, the staff perceptions regarding the same culture change domains and to ascertain if the impact that all of the work that you put into it has actually demonstrated that to the staff and everything that you've performed in this initiative to sort of assess that to see the status, to see if there's any improvement. Just to review the definition of organizational culture change, it's simply the agency's mission, goals, and values. It's the culture that's defined that influences the working environment itself within your agencies and the behaviors of those who work there. And it has its own spoken and unspoken rules of conduct and has a big impact on the efficiency within your organization. the characteristics of organizational culture. Again, it's really the personality of your workplace. It's the customary way of thinking, the way your staff thinks and behaves within the organization. And it really is a learned behavior by your staff, and it's really influenced by everyone within the organization. Why we took on this challenge, looking at slide number 6, is because, and this is no news to all of you, the change is constant from day to day within the organization. You have a lot of both external and internal influences going on. Externally, you've got pay for performance on the horizon. Reimbursement is always an ongoing issue. There's agencies that are merging together. There's agencies that are trending down their patients. All types of new technologies, whether it be you're going computerized with your electronic records or you're using or trying to implement telehealth, there is a lot of different things that are all happening all at once, all of which is incorporated with change. Again, to study culture, you want to seek out new ideas and utilize new interventions. It is to create also improved and more efficient systems of care delivery and to improve client-centered care, and also to create an empowered, satisfied staff, which in turn will lead to staff retention. The research has demonstrated that negative culture issues really do lead to poor performance for the organization. And the change in any organization for any reason, whether it be external changes or internal changes, is really scary to people. I know I have a hard time with change, and I think most people do. You tend to resist stepping out of your comfort zones, what you're used to doing, the usual way of doing business. And it's difficult for many people at all staff levels. However, the change being constant and necessary as healthcare industry changes from today to day, and also from a patient care perspective, from all the way up to administrative and leadership responsibility. So the impact of organizational culture really revolves around the unwritten rules that govern your staff, that can make or break you as a business entity. It's the unwritten rules that play directly into staff turnover and employee satisfaction, and also down the line to patient satisfaction. And also, a negative work culture can have disastrous results on the internal workings of your organization. Some other impacts of organizational culture, wasted time, communication conflicts, whether that be with broken trust or personality clashes or arguments among staffs or between departments regarding priorities or other issues, that can take up nearly 25% of management time. And if there's a lot of that going on, that can be greater than 25% of the management time, which is taken away from the patient care management time. There's also wasted resources and staff turnover. And research also shows that many people opt to quit their bosses, not their job, for those miscommunication differences. We all want to like our jobs because we spend so much time and energy at where we work, and it really trickles on down to the patient care delivery, which is the ultimate goal of the agency. What improved organizational culture change does is support development of functional teams at all levels of performance, which in turn leads to empowerment of the staff, higher job satisfaction, and also improved patient care. And as I mentioned before, as the patient care improves, so does patient satisfaction. I'm on slide number 11, and we're going to look at some additional culture assessment characteristics. And these are based on the research that went into the development of the organizational culture change program for CMS and also in the development of the survey tool that you used for baseline and remeasurement. Again, it looks at staff perception, and it's staff perception of the organization. It depends on the role of the staff person. And the research shows that staff who deliver direct care are essential in administering this survey. Many of you mentioned to us when we reviewed the results of your survey and the numbers of management, direct care staff, consulting staff that completed the survey that it was heavy-weighted on the management side. And I'm reminding you at this point, as we said we would, that when you're doing the remeasurement, you had said that you would like to encourage more direct care staff on the remeasurement end. And it does not have to be the same staff that completed the initial survey. You want to make sure you have a mix of both management and direct care clinicians taking the survey. The more people that are involved will contribute to improved understanding of the overall perception of the agency. And also the research shows that the closer a person is to direct delivery of care, the more reliable the perception. And the culture is ultimately shaped by conversation, that open dialogue. As we remember, when we first reviewed the survey results with you, we asked you to take those and to bring them to the staff and sort of spur on a dialogue of what specific domain you should focus on. That's going to be the same this time also. Once you get your survey results, we're going to review them with you individually, just as we did last time. And those results and the actual reports should be shared with the staff within the organization to let them see. We'll give you a comparison of baseline to remeasurement, the perceptions that are reflective in the reports. And what that will lead to is looking at what you actually did in your plan, and there may be some revisions that you'll want to incorporate into your organizational plan of action. Just to review the survey, the components of the survey tool, and I'm looking at slide number 12, it really focuses on assessment of three main dimensions within your organization. And those dimensions involve how your agency leads care quality, how the people at your agencies work together, and the agency's approach to delivering safe and quality of care. And those three dimensions equate out to those eight domains, which we'll take a look at in just a minute. So back in the first 2 weeks of April, we reviewed with each of you the agency's baseline survey results and requested that you select one to two domains to focus a plan of action around to support your performance improvement efforts for organizational culture change. Those plans of action, as you remember, were due to us by June, and then with that implementation within June, the time frame for remeasurement from that time period to now to see what the staff's perception is for everything that you've put in place. The plan of action development, as I just mentioned before, the three dimensions equated out to the following eight domains, and these should look familiar to you. The plan of action domains that you could have focused on was the improvement model, organizational learning, leadership, teamwork, communication, information management, patient-centered care, and care coordination. And if you remember, each of those domains equates to one of those eight questions on the survey tool itself. I wanted to share with you the breakdown on slide number 15 of what you all as a group kind of focused in on, what the priority areas were. I'm sure they won't be they'll be common amongst all of you. It won't be surprising to you. Communication ended up being the biggest choice for 10 agencies to select. There were a few agencies that selected more than one domain. I think there was actually four agencies that selected more than one domain. But communication was focused on by 10 agencies out of the group. Teamwork was the second with seven agencies focusing on that. Care coordination, three agencies chose that. And organizational learning, three agencies focused in on that. So the communication, teamwork, and care coordination seem to be the most popular areas and also the most frequent opportunities for improvement on the baseline surveys. If you remember back, we encouraged you to choose the areas that scored maybe the lowest on the baseline survey to sort of focus your plan of action around. You didn't have to, but we encouraged you to do that. So that's sort of how it fell out for everyone on the call as far as what you were working on. And we did hear that communication and teamwork were also, on a, from a national perspective, the other agencies and the other states for the, in the systems group, that was also a common choice for those two domains. The survey tool itself, as a reminder, the tool was available to you both online and in hard copy to complete from February 1st of 2006 to March 31st of 2006. It gave you a two-month time frame to complete the tool. And the remeasurement, you're going to be, as I mentioned, the same survey tool using that. And that we're going to conduct, this tool will be available as of today online, and you have hard copy already. That will run from December 12th through to February 9th, 2007. And again, we made the time frame longer this time because of all of the holidays and the winter months and staffing issues that you're going to be encountering. There were some creative things that agencies did last time to get their staff to complete the survey tools. Some of the agencies, a few of them, had set up one or two computers within the organization, and the staff could go to those computers and use them for the online survey tool. Some of you did hard copy, but the we can encourage you to do one thing as far as remeasurement. Try and get as many of the staff as possible to complete the tool and as many different disciplines to complete the tool this time around. And again, I want to stress that it does not have to be the exact same staff that completed it last time. Okay, on slide number 17, you're going to see information regarding completion of the survey tool. It's the same 8 questions that the staff completed before, and we're going to actually look at some of the slides with the tool itself. Again, the estimated time for completion is about 10 to 15 minutes. What you'll see when we actually look at a couple of the questions is the difference this time. Some of the QIOs provided feedback to the lead QIO who is sponsoring the survey to let them know that it was difficult for some of their staff to interpret the questions, that both the questions and the responses on the survey. So what you'll see, and I'll point out when you actually look at the slides, there's some additional prompts to try and explain the question and also explain the answers that are added to the remeasurement tool. It's the same questions, but it just is supposed to help staff understand better what's being asked and what the possible responses are. We need at least 6 staff members from your organization to complete the survey tool. And again, we need to stress that bit. They have to complete the whole tool. If you're using the hard copy tool, if one or two or more of the questions aren't answered, we cannot accept that survey from that staff. And the online tool actually won't let you get out unless you've answered all of the questions, so that kind of takes care of that. But please remember that we need at least 6 staff members from your organization to complete the survey tool. Again, we suggest that you request a diverse set of staff to complete it. All levels of staff should be included. You want to have at least one manager and one frontline staff person included. And you'll see in a minute when we review the online tool that it does not ask for names of the staff. It asks for their role within the agency. And you can certainly have as many staff as you would like complete the survey tool. Just make sure, again, that there's at least 6. And, again, I want to remind those of you that had a bigger management response last time that you really probably want to, in addition to the management piece, encourage additional direct care staff to respond to the survey. You will note, as I review that, we'll review the different prompts so that you can explain that to everyone. And then on slide 17 down at the bottom, you're going to see a URL address that if you put on to the computer, you'll get to the beginning of the online survey tool. And I want to make sure that if you're going to use the hard copy tool that we included in the mailing last week to you and I emailed to you last week, just make sure that it's the updated version. And again, you'll see where the italics are, how you can determine that it is the updated version of the tool. The tool is web-based, and staff can really trust the confidentiality of the tool. It does not ask for an email address, does not ask for any specific information on the person completing it, only their discipline. And for this purpose, we'd like to strongly encourage everyone to be honest and open in their responses. Okay, let's take a look at slide number 19. And I'm just going to walk you through what the tool looks like. Hopefully you printed the slides out in full page format so that you can actually see everything. If not, again, I mentioned to you that you have them electronically in email last night, and you can actually go on and take a look at it. On slide number 19, you see the actual, when you put in that URL address from before, you see the home page of the survey tool. It provides you, you'll notice, with a link to the survey itself. What this page does is it just sort of gives you an overview of the purpose, when the survey tool is available, and it provides information to the staff for contact information for Chris and myself, both our email and phone numbers if they have any questions. So once you get to the this screen, you just click on the URL address that's listed here, and that's going to bring you automatically to the slide that you or the screenshot that you see on slide number 20. This provides just a explanation of the dimensions that are going to be surveyed by the tool. You'll also note the request to select a statement that in general best describes your agency at this time, and the ability to include additional comments that would assist us in better understanding the agency. And there were a lot of staff last time for most of you that did have some additional comments, both positive and negative, to include in the comments section. And the online survey tool does provide them with the option to print a copy of their responses at the end. In order for us to track and aggregate responses by your individual agency, we need each person completing the survey to first enter in your agency's Medicare provider number, and you'll see that right on the screenshot on slide 20. There's an area for that to enter in. So you want to make sure in advance of the staff completing the survey tool that they have the Medicare provider number for your agency. What you'll see on slide 21 is if they enter the incorrect Medicare provider number, it's going to give them an error message. You'll see in the red box there, please enter in your agency MPN that begins with the following three numbers. Sort of prompts them to identify what it is they're supposed to put in there. Once that number is correctly entered, you're on your way to completing the survey tool. You'll notice down in the bottom right-hand corner, there's a little button that says Next, so that navigates you from screen to screen. Once they've entered the Medicare provider number, all they have to do is hit Next, and it brings you to the screenshot that you'll see on slide 22. Once you enter in the Medicare provider number on that previous screen, the tool automatically equates that to your agency's name. So your agency name will show up at the top. It prompts them, and this is a mandatory thing, both for the hard copy and the online tool, to select one of the categories there, whether it be management, direct care staff, consultant, support, or other. And then it gives them further explanation about the eight questions that they're about to answer. And it talks about the four different descriptions, asking you to select the description that best fits your agency. And it's important to stress to them, because some of the feedback we got from last time is that perhaps all four or maybe three or two of the responses seemed appropriate, and it was hard to make a choice of which one to select. But you want to focus in on what's most characteristic for your agency at this point in time. You'll see down at the bottom of the first paragraph on this slide that it talks about parenthetical text in italics serves as clarifications for questions and answers. And it also says, and this is an additional piece for this time around, that at the end of the survey, there are two evaluation questions on the survey process. And it asks them to please answer those questions so we can evaluate the overall goals of the survey. So those two questions that we'll look at the end really aren't related to organizational culture. It's related to the staff's perception about the usefulness, the ease of use of the survey itself. So you can notice on the back of or bottom of the bottom right-hand corner from these slides on, from this point on, there's a next. And there's an also back in case that the staff want to go back and recheck something else on the previous screen. What the tool does not allow you to do is to stop midway through and then go back. And it's important probably to let the staff know that. If they sit down to do the tool, it's a good 10 to 15 minutes to actually complete the tool before they can, and they have to completely finish it, otherwise it will not register as completed. Actually, it won't let them out of it until they've completed all of the online tool won't let them out until they've completed everything. Okay. Slide number 23. I'm not going through all 8 questions, but I just wanted to give you a flavor of what the italics piece, the additional clarifications, looks like. On this slide, you'll see question number 1, and you'll see under which of the following best describes how your agency approaches quality improvement and safety, there's an italics. What is your agency's safety and quality improvement program like? Those are those additional italics that are supposed to help the staff better understand the question. You'll notice that those italics also follow each of the survey responses. For instance, the italics under A, quality and safety issues are dealt with by the individual staff member. So, again, these italics are supposed to help them understand the question better. Does not change the question, but just helps to clarify. So each of the questions from screen to screen, from 1 to 8, will be formatted that way with those italics there. Moving on to slide number 24, is the final question 8, formatted the same as you saw before. The difference here is once you've completed question number 8 and you click Next, it's going to bring you to the screenshot on slide number 25. These are the evaluation questions for the survey tool itself. It's going to ask them if this is the first time they've taken the survey, and the option is yes or no. The next screen, which you can see on slide number 26, asks them to indicate the statement with which they most agree, and those choices are the clarifications for the questions help me better understand the questions better. Personal knowledge and or education of organizational culture change help me understand the question better, both A and B, or neither A nor B. And what they're looking for with these two questions is to see if these italics helped at all for the staff's understanding of the questions and possible responses. Once they click Next on that screen, you will see on slide number 27 the option to put in comments, and this is free text for the staff to put in anything that they would like with regards to the information they've completed. This is also available on the hardline copy, too. Once they've put anything in, this is sort of an optional screen. They can choose to write comments in or not. Either way, when they're done, or if they're not going to enter anything, if they just click on Finish, that will bring you to the screenshot on slide number 28, and it thanks them for completing the survey tool. You will see down at the bottom, it again provides our contact information, and it provides the person with the opportunity to print off the final responses that they provided to the survey tool, the responses bolded for each of the questions. And the online survey tool will record each agency MPN, and then Chris and I will aggregate that into individual agency results, which we'll share with you. So the tool, as I mentioned, is not much different from last time, except for those italics and except for those two evaluation questions with regard to the survey tool itself. It is totally up to you if you want to use the online survey tool. We did not get any feedback last time that that was a problem. It's pretty efficient for the staff. If you have a computer or they can log on from one in their in the office or at home, that has worked well last time around. What will come from the responses, we'll aggregate the individual agency data, and we'll put them in those same two reports that you received last time. One is the statistical summary report, and the second is the response summary report. On slide number 30, you're going to see an example of the statistical summary report. And again, this one details the number of staff by role who completed the survey at the top, and then the responses are broken down into the mean and standard deviation for each of the 8 questions. And if you remember back, this was the primary report that you used to identify which areas scored lower or higher on the survey response, which indicated an opportunity for improvement or an opportunity to focus your plan of action around. And again, what we're looking to see is if there's any differences in comparison from baseline to remeasurement. And nothing happens if there isn't any, but again, we're trying to look at the success of the implementation of your organizational plan of action. Slide number 31 gives you a screenshot of what the response summary report would look like. It details the percentages by per response for each of the eight questions. So, for example, if you look at question number one, which of the following best describes how your agency approaches quality improvement and safety? 71% of the respondents selected description A. And each of the questions maps to domain. Each of the responses maps to a specific level of performance or perception within the organization. What we'll do is once you get, we'll talk about the timeline in just a minute, but once you've gotten your all of your reports in or surveys in, we'll aggregate all the responses and share these reports with you. And these are the same reports that we encourage you to share with the staff. We'll provide you with the results from baseline and also from remeasurement. So let's move on to slide number 32 and let's look at the timeline. I did put a revised one-page timeline in the packet that we sent to you, also in what I emailed to you last night to post. The survey tool itself is available as of this morning online, and we are looking for your staff to complete the tool, at least six of them, between today and February 9th of 2007. We're going to aggregate the results of the individual agency surveys and share with each of you by February 23rd, 2007. Once the survey results are received, what we'd like you to do is begin reviewing them with the staff. Take a look at the current culture change plan of action you've developed and to see how successful were you. Determine if there's some need for revision and updating of the plan of action. And we'd like you to have that completed by April 20th of 2007. And what we need is hard copy of that plan of action reflecting any of the changes or updates that you made to the plan. And during that time frame of April 20th, once that plan of action gets to us, through July 31st of 2008, it's going to give you the ability to implement and monitor that plan of action for success. While you're doing the revisions, again, as I mentioned in the beginning, we know that this was a hard initiative to sort of wrap your arms around, even to the point of how to meet with staff and how to develop a plan of action and what to do within your organization. So I encourage you to go back to the culture change once we review the results with you for the remeasurement to actually take a look at the resource guides that we provided to you in the workbooks. There may be some opportunities in there based upon the survey responses that would be helpful in the revising and updating of your plan. And Chris and I will work with you at that point to help you identify maybe some areas that you want to focus in on. We want to thank those of you who have spoken on our national statewide conference calls from this group that shared your expertise on the importance of culture change and how it impacts patient outcomes. And a lot of you have shared your expertise and what has gone on within your organization, and we appreciate that. What we hope to be able to do is to provide you with some of the national perspective from this initiative also as the remeasurement phase goes through and we're able to get some ideas of what has worked well from the national perspective for this particular initiative. So we've looked at why we're doing this, where we've gotten to this far, the revised survey tool and the process for completion and the timeline that we have to adhere to. The timeline, just so you know, is not just arbitrary dates that we picked out of the air. There are certain due dates that we have to have the surveys done by. and plan of actions submitted to us that CMS has set those particular guidelines. So if it seems perhaps maybe a little early to be doing the remeasurement the date to revise and update your plan of action to us, please note that those dates aren't anything that Chris and I have identified. They're dates that CMS has identified for us and that we're sharing with all of you as part of the systems group. So with that, Matt, if we could open up the lines for any questions.
And the question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you'd like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you're on a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. And once again, that is star 1 to ask a question. And we'll pause for just one moment to await responses.
Okay, great. Actually, what I'll do after the questions and answers is we'll open up the lines for just general discussion. But let's see first if there's any questions.
And we do have one question from Rochelle Eglinton.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
I had heard you mention earlier about incentivizing staff to so we can get more of a response this time. Mm-hmm. Is there any way that once they have completed this survey that there's anything that they could print out that they completed it and drop it in a box that is totally unrelated from their results? My question would be, because how would I know who completed it?
You can't really, knowing who completes it actually takes away from the confidentiality of it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to see how many people, like numbers, completed it within your organization?
Right, because we just did a survey recently, an agency survey like that, where and all they had to do was print out, it was a card at the end of the survey, print it out, and they could write their name in there and just drop it off that they had completed it. It wasn't correlated back to any sort of answers or anything like that.
Okay. What we're able to do is if you use the online survey tool, Chris and I can give you updates periodically as you go forward, letting you know how many of each of the categories completed the tool.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that for most of you last time.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you do something internally and ask the staff that once they completed it to just put their name in the box similar to what you did, I think that would work if you tried to do something internally. The tool itself doesn't automatically generate that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is it conceivable that maybe the same process you used last time you could use again?
Well, maybe, but the issue is the survey that we had just done, the response that the employee signed was generated from that tool, so we knew that indeed they did take that survey. Where just having them put their name on a piece of paper and putting it in a box.
So what, Shelley, what was it at the end? Was it something, a last page that...
Yes, it was the last page, and it just said that I have completed such and such a survey, and they were able to print that they had completed, and then they signed that and dropped it in a box.
I can ask Martina, who did the tool, to add that on. I don't think that would be a problem. The only thing I'm worried about is that, and I go back to our own employee satisfaction surveys we have here, that sometimes that prohibits staff
mm-hmm.
from wanting to complete the survey,
mm-hmm.
especially for smaller agencies where it may only be 6 people completing it.
Right, right.
We'll know that who those 6 people were.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a thought.
That's Chris and we're just kind of talking about it here. We could develop a hard copy form that we could send to you that you could distribute to them to put in.
Okay.
If you'd like to, that's not a problem whatsoever. I'm just a little worried about people not getting a big response because people will think that they're being, even though it's not possible to say, okay, this one completed the survey and this is what it said, this is the one they completed, staff perception sometimes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So certainly we can do that today, and I'll send it out to everybody.
Thank you.
Sure. Then if whoever wants to use it can use it.
And as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, it's star one on your touch-tone telephone. And Ms. Butterfield, there are no further questions.
Great. Matt, would you then just open up everyone's line? And before you do that, I just want to remind everybody that once he does that, we can hear everything that's going on and what you're saying and stuff. So you probably want to mute yourself if you're not alone. So I wanted to just have a general discussion if anybody had any questions at all about the tool, about organizational culture, or anything at all. So,
and
Matt, would you go ahead and open up the lines?
Yes, ma'am. One moment. And all the lines are now open.
Okay, great. So anybody have any burning issues or questions or comments? Want to share your experience with the plan of action and culture change, any positives or negatives? You can't be afraid of us. You spent too much time with us to be afraid of us. Okay. No one wants to share. I could be bad and call on you, but I won't do that. It's too early in the morning. Chris and I just want to say, are very impressed with the detail that you've put into the culture change plans of action, because we really do know that it was a difficult thing to do. And to it's easier to focus, I think, on clinical issues than it is on communication and teamwork, those sorts of things. Because I think you automatically assume that everyone is communicating well. Everyone's perception is that they're communicating well. But Chris was going to say something.
I just want to remind everybody about the call tomorrow. The systems call tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock also.
And tomorrow, can you just review who's presenting? What topics?
The BNS of Rochester will be presenting along with at-home care. And those are two strategic planning agencies that had acute care hospitalization rates below the 23.9 at the beginning of the 8th scope of work. So I'm looking, their presentation slides look really good. I'm looking forward to their presentations. I think that you'll and gain some tidbits.
And that call, just as a reminder, is tomorrow morning, same time frame as this morning, 9 to 10 a.m.
Yep.
And if you register for that, then we can go ahead and send you the slides and stuff. We'll actually post them to our website.
People who are registered should have received an email with attachments already.
I'll just share with you guys as just an aside, the statewide rate for acute care hospitalization for us, for New York, has actually increased. And that's not just for New York. That's occurred in other states also. So we're actually the only state that's got a higher acute care hospitalization rate than us is Louisiana. And I don't even know how many hospitals they have left in Louisiana, but we're like 49th in the state. What has improved is the agencies that are working in the clinical identified participant group, which equates to about 53 agencies that we work with, similar to how we work with you guys. They measure their acute care hospital, CMS measures their acute care hospitalization rate as a group. And their rate is actually demonstrated improvement as of the August 2006 data. So we're starting to see some improvement from the clinical identified participant group. On the statewide level, there is definitely some room for improvement. There is going to be, and we'll be sending out more information to all of you, because of this occurring nationally, the fact that statewide rates are going up, what is being called the Home Health Quality Initiative Summit is going to be launched on January 11th by CMS. This is a national initiative that is targeting acute care hospitalization at the individual clinician level within all agencies nationally. We'll be sending more information about it to you. It's a 12-month program. If you want to participate, you have to sign up on the website. And what will happen is that if you do sign up, there will be, on a monthly basis, modules that will come to your agency with some of the tools we've already shared with you, but some upgrades to the tools we've already shared with you, again, targeting acute care hospitalization within your agency. And there will be different levels. For instance, if you've already implemented a risk assessment tool, there'll be a level within the module what to do as your next step if you've already had that implemented and up and running. It also, there's no data collection involved with this piece, but you will receive monthly reports similar to those trend reports that we'll continue to send to you also. So you're getting more information about that, but just letting you know sort of where we stand and the fact that we're kind of not much different than the other states. Even some of the states that had low rates when we started this back in August of 2005 have actually increased. Some of the states that have done well and have improved are starting to backslide. So, again, I think this, again, equates back to what we've been saying, is that it's not just an agency home health issue. It's a system-wide issue that involves physicians, hospitals, and to some component, the nursing home. So just to give you sort of a flavor of where we are. And we'll be giving you more information about the summit as we get closer to the launch date. We'll have some informational stuff that we'll be forwarding to everyone. So any other questions or comments?
Christine?
Yeah?
Oh, it's Kathy Jablonski. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kathy.
Okay, I did not get the handouts for tomorrow.
Okay, I'll send them to you.
Okay. Thank you. But thank you for this. This was great. It was very informative. And it is tough to change the culture of your organization. I guess we all know that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so we're working. We're plugging.
Great.
Thank you.
Happy.
Okay.
Chris, this is Carol Weatherby. How are you?
Hi, Carol.
I didn't get the handouts either for tomorrow. I'd be very interested in it.
Okay, I will send them to you.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, Matt, unless we have any other questions, we'll let everybody get back to work, and I appreciate the time that you spent with us this morning to review all of this. If any of you didn't get the materials or have some questions that you didn't want to bring up on the call, please feel free to contact Chris or I. I'm more than happy to help.
Thank you. And this does conclude today's teleconference. We do thank you for attending. Have a great day, and you may now disconnect.